the rest of the story. Time was running out for Ernest Wright. A skilled author, he had yet to convince anyone else of the fact, and he was now 67, not in the best of health. Perhaps one good novel left in him, he thought, but that one had better be a good one if he were ever to make his mark on American literature. And then Ernest got a novel idea, a concept so extraordinary that it alone was certain to make him famous. All he had to do now was sit down and write the book. He began early in 1939. He worked furiously. Somehow the harder he labored, the greater his challenge became. Maybe the project was too ponderous after all, he wondered. Perhaps in attempting this unique literary accomplishment, he had bitten off more than any author could chew. But despite his continual and often profound discouragement, Ernest plunged ahead. The days became weeks, the weeks became months, and Ernest persisted, and finally, after 5.5 brain-bending months, the task was completed, and Ernest called his novel Gadsby. Gadsby. It was a story of love and courtship and marriage and patriotism, a tale whose hero, John Gadsby, seeks to revitalize his hometown by entrusting its administration to the local young people. Over the years since, that book has been called a masterwork, a monument. But the creation took a lot out of its creator. Maybe too much. Maybe all he had. For Ernest Wright was never to bask in the glory of his effort. He was never to enjoy his one great literary success. For on the day of Gadsby's publication, its author died. But this is the rest of the story. The true phenomenon of Ernest's novel, the reason it attracted so much attention in its day, the answer to why rare book dealers make four-figure offers for original copies as recently as right now, rests not in the content of the book, but rather in what the book does not contain. For the novel Gadsby, all 50,110 words of it, that novel was written under an extreme handicap. It was composed word for word on a typewriter in which one key was rendered inactive. The type bar Ernest intentionally tied down was that which bore the one letter used 5 times more than any other letter in the English language. Normally, it's used much more than any other letter in the English language. He used it not at all. The challenge which culminated in the triumph of author Ernest Wright was the creation of an entire novel in which the letter E was used not even once. And now you know the rest of the story.